Good morning, gamblers. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lobster Life right here on the Sports Information Network. I'm Matty Potts, and it saddens me to mention the passing of my good friend, the anonymous gambler. I'm going to throw it over to Artie Lang.
So I'm a Giant fan.
Yeah!
Any Jet fans here?
Yeah!
I'm sorry. An uncle who was a degenerate gambler.
Surprise. Really, Art? Your father wasn't a doctor or your uncle wasn't a scientist? No, he's a degenerate gambler, and he told me this when I was young. He told me this about the Jets. This is a true story. He goes, Art, when I was a kid, I was into the Jets, and then I got older and I got into girls. And then I got back into the Jets because I realized there's times when a girl won't fuck you, but the Jets will always fuck you.
Thanks, Artie. What do you think, gambler?
I agree. It was a good run. But I'm glad to be back. You know, as you know, touts have 69 lives. Pretty nice number. So here we are.
Back at it.
As if last week never happened. Peaks and valleys, as we say.
Yes. Gambler, it was a bit of a nutty NFL Sunday. How about some crazy losses from your previous betting experiences?
Well, you know, many people had the Packers money line, which we threw out there last week. Many would count that as a sad loss. Myself, meh, not so much. You know, the worst loss in my life took place on a turtle race, actually. 2006, and they had put homing beacons on a group of turtles traveling from Costa Rica to the Galapagos Islands. They were leatherback turtles. Expected to be a two-week race. It was for science. I saw it on the Colbert Show before he turned into a terrible leftist.
David Attenborough was narrating.
And Colbert had backed a turtle called Stephanie Colbertle the Turtle to win the race. Now, as gambling is and as it was back then, of course, a website stepped up to take betting on the event.
Of course.
And as gambling was back in 2005, 2006, you could bet a lot more on a silly bet like this because books hadn't learned their lessons yet. And they had priced Stephanie Colbertle the Turtle at an astounding 7-1. I say astounding because she was the oldest turtle and the biggest turtle. And our reasoning was, if she's the oldest, she has to know the proper currents.
There you go.
We've all seen Finding Nemo. So my friends and I loaded up. We had thousands on Stephanie Colbertle the Turtle. This seems far-fetched, but back then, you could bet $1,000 on a prop like this.
On a turtle.
So we had our turtle, and she was out for 13 days. She battled the currents and held the lead straight from the get-go. Happy times were ahead. We were all in Las Vegas as the race neared the finish, and instead of being at the tables, we sat in our hotel rooms watching our laptops for updates from the homing beacons. But of course, wouldn't you know it, being the oldest turtle, she also knew the best feeding ground. And 50 miles from the finish, dove down and stayed there for 2 days, coming in second. I don't think you can understand how devastated you are after watching a turtle beep away on a screen as a homing beacon for 2 weeks, having the lead, clear front runner, and then she goes and fucks around at the bottom of the ocean eating fish.
That's a heartbreaking loss, sir.
How do you handicap for that? So, gambling's fun.
Gambling is fun. But it's a humbling experience at times, no doubt. What do we got on Thursday Night Football this week, gambler?
Oh, well, we got the Redskins heading into the Big D to face Dallas.
Jerry Jones land.
We learned last week how heading into a Big D can be a risky proposition.
Right, huh?
Right, yeah. And contrary to popular belief, the odds have been drifting away from the Cowboys here. They were -1.5 on Tuesday, and now here we sit Wednesday, and I'm looking at a +105 money line dog. Even better if you search around.
Home dogs.
Home dogs.
Home
Thursday
dogs.
Night football.
Right?
America's game.
Jeez. America's team.
We've been waiting for this matchup all season. We got Prescott throwing about 217 yards, around 19 completions. And of course, everyone wants to know what Dez is going to do. About 65 yards, but we're putting our money and this game on the backs of Alfred Morris. I don't know if you've heard of the revenge angle of betting. Alfred Morris, former Washington Redskin. Did you know this, Potts?
I did.
You did. That's right. Of course we knew that.
Yes.
Of course. Of course. Did you know that? So, we're thinking the game gets put on Alfred Morris's back. He's a poor man, Zeke Elliott. Most of the rushing yards, none of the wife abuse. I kid. She was just his girlfriend.
Next week, we're going to have Matt Lauer on the show because he's got nothing to do.
Yeah, who's next? I can't wait to be famous enough from podcasting to have my own sex scandal.
Right? Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Mine's just going to be embarrassing, though.
Yeah, well.
I guess they all are, right?
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a good sex scandal.
So we got the revenge angle. Cowboys money line, +105. Alfred Morris rushing yards, 75.5. Game on his back. What, 2 TDs? 3 TDs? Let's say 3 TDs.
3 TDs!
You always look smarter when you make the more outlandish play.
It's true.
That's a bit of tout philosophy there.
You heard it here from the mouth of the tout.
Put Morris on your daily fantasy teams. I don't even play daily fantasy. I don't. Anyways, why would you play daily fantasy when you could just bet props?
Well, and please, tell me what props I should be betting, gambler.
Well, you always have to wait until the day of the game to bet those props. You get your numbers ready early, you know, for Thursday's game, where we have them sitting on our inbox right now, Wednesday. For Sunday, we'll have them on Saturday. We prepare to see what the books are going to throw out there. Most will be in line with what we have. Some won't be. And that's where we fire. A lot of haters out there would try to ridicule you for betting props. They think it's somehow shameful that only a real man bets game lines and totals.
Tell me more of these people.
A little bit ludicrous, actually. These are the same people that admit that in the early days of their gambling careers, they built their bankrolls using proposition wagering.
But now they're too good for it.
It appears they're too good for it. Rufus Peabody, I look at you.
Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Peabody calls me off on the internet.
Nobody calls my gambler off on the internet.
Called me out on the internet. Privy ridiculed the props.
It was brutal.
Then admits that he himself bet them in the early stages of his career.
Mr. Peabody, I think you're a hypocrite.
I think he's a hypocrite, true, and I bet your ass that if he calls himself a pro bettor, he's still betting those props. Why would he not want people to bet props? Why would they say to their followers, it's not a manly thing to bet props, it's not, who does that?
Drinking liters of Haterade.
That was the message he gave off.
That's what it's not like.
I'll tell you why he says that. He wants it all for himself. He's hogging the pot, like all these sharps do. They don't want you to have the information. They'll ridicule anyone who tries to get it from a shameful tout. And the simple reason is, they want to bet those lines themselves. You know how upset these sharp guys are at what we've been doing to the NFL betting market for props?
Getting into the bankroll, I guess.
They gotta get up bright and early in the morning if they want to beat us. And even then they can't. So they have to sit there and wait for the books to adjust their lines. To make a foolish move where the juice is out of whack. And even then, they still have to beat us. So you know what? I would tell people not to bet them too. I would tell people to stay away from me. It's about the only thing this man Rufus Peabody said that was true. If you're a sharp bettor, you want no part of what we do. So they have a little thing on their podcast where they call out touts and see if they're frauds. So I'm going to call them out. Couple of Fonzanoons.
It's the word of the day.
Fonzanoon. And so the argument's out there. Why would you pay a tout? Everyone says it's bad. Everyone says it's bad to pay for sports betting advice.
Everybody at ESPN?
Let me ask you this. You, sitting in your office right now, having to do actual work. Do you have time to build a spreadsheet to handicap your games? You, driving your truck. Do you have time to look at the stats while you're making a long haul across the country?
Not a bit, sir.
No, you don't have the time. So are you going to go there and blindly throw your money away? Blindly make picks based on what you hear on Sirius satellite radio? What you see on ESPN? Is that wise?
No, but people think it is.
People think it is. And quite frankly, it's these people that keep the betting markets in check for us to make our money.
There's got to be losers if we're going to be winning all the time.
But it makes you think, why don't these people just pay a little bit of money to get the information given to them? The sharps will say, oh, the lines aren't available. That's a lie. These lines are available. Most people aren't betting $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a game. And if they are, they aren't doing it publicly. They're not moving the markets. The lines are there for the taking, and they're trying to keep them all for themselves.
Heard it here, straight from the tout's mouth. Right, on the Sports Information Network, follow Anonymous Gambler at Anonymous Gambler, follow the Sports Information Network at Sports Infonet, and myself at Matty Potts. Well, it is a bit of a sad week, Gambler. No more gun to the head plays since you died last week.
It's true. One in the chamber, bullet to the head, wiped me out. My guns have been taken away. What are you doing? What are you doing?
No! No, man!
Folks, we've got a knife to the throat, and the man is demanding a winning play. He says he's going to cut me from ear to ear. I'm finished if I can't put a winner out there. Oh, Lord! What's it going to be? What's it going to be? We're going to return to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going with the Vikings. +3 versus the Falcons.
We're going back to the ATL.
Back to the big dirty. Folks, you got to be weary in Atlanta, Georgia. Vikings +3. Knife to the throat play. Get it done.
And there you have it, gamblers. Hot picks from the Sports Information Network. Be sure to tune into us next week, because I'm going to put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Matty Potts is a deranged individual. Our website is www.sportsinformationnetwork.com. Luckily, we have no pictures of any of us on there.
What did I say?
You're going to put your dick in the mashed potatoes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. Good. Okay. Well, see you next week then, gamblers. Until Thursday.
Oh!
You can give it away. Your money don't mean much to me. I've been out.